welcome to another edition of On the Money with a certified financial group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend, and we have the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Nancy Heck, certified financial planner professionals at the Certified Financial Group, live on the radio this morning from their offices at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
We're doing great.
Good.
And once again, for those folks that might be tuning in at 5 o'clock, why don't we give them the spiel, Kyle, because we keep forgetting.
Oh, well, did we say morning?
Of course. Yeah,
did I do it? Oh,
we've been doing it for 30 years. It's good morning.
I mean, we've been doing it so long on the radio. That's at right. 9 a.m. here on WDBO.
Old habits are hard to break.
And they
we
are.
Have to start saying happy Saturday.
And I have it on a sticky note here, too. I said, good day today. I wrote all the things to say but that, and... Oh, well.
That's all right.
But you know what? I'll edit it out. So nobody listening at 5 will. I'll say something else. Why not? All right. I'll record it later. But there no matter go. What time you are listening here on WDBO, we are still doing what on the radio, Joe?
Well, Nancy and I are here this morning to give you financial advice. It's what we do as certified financial planners here at Altamont Springs. As certified financial planners, we work with our clients providing investment management and financial planning for a fee. We go back 40 years, and we've been proud members of the WDBO family now for 30 years, but we are here on Saturday morning to answer questions that you have to make decisions about, maybe about your IRA, about a 401k, about a mutual fund that you're looking at, about buying a house, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, long-term health care, reverse mortgages, annuities, life insurance, all that and more. These are things we deal with. And as I say, unfortunately, they don't teach us this stuff in school, and we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 55 years old and find what we might have is a collection of financial accidents. So our job is to be your financial body shop. We get out the Bondo this morning, patch you up, and get you on your way. And believe me, if you have a question that's on your mind, there's probably 18 other people out there that are listening this morning that have the same question. They just don't want to pick up the phone. And as I say, this is the only financial call-in show that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planners. Once again, anybody can call themselves a fiduciary. The F word is being thrown around left and right today, but everybody wants to sell you something. We work with our clients for a fee, and as certified financial planners, we are obligated to work with you as fiduciaries, and we put that in writing to our clients. So if you have any questions about what we do, you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com, or stay tuned this morning, and we'll answer your questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
How's that for an intro? No,
that's exactly what it is. We've been doing this for so long. I've been waiting for you to say dialing these magic numbers, as you like.
Dialing these magic numbers.
844-580-9326. 844-580-9326. That spells 844-580-WDBO. And if you have the WDBO app, you can open it up and leave an open mic. We got the open mics pulled up here. If anybody leaves an open mic, we'll be able to play it on the radio, and I'll play it for the financial planners this morning or this afternoon even, and we'll give it your question and answer as we do each and every Saturday on WDBO. Well, we've been on the radio for quite some time here on WDBO, and today, this morning, Nancy wants to hearken back to 1986. Why is that, Nancy?
Right. Because this is anniversary weekend. Monday is my 34th anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
I've been with them for 37 years. Oh. It's just shocking that I've spent that much time with one person. I'm old enough to have spent that much time with one person.
Get married in kindergarten.
So we were both in the financial services business when we met. So I thought it would be nice to look back or interesting to look back at what was going on the year that we got married.
There you go. 1986.
So, yes, 1986. Got so it. The Dow closed that year at 1,895. Interest rates were at 7.5%. I do remember 3 years after that when we bought our first house, we were happy to only pay 10% interest on the mortgage. Mm-hmm. Which would make most people choke right now. Speaking of that, the average price of a house was $80,300.
That seems high, but that's what you say, $80,000 in 1986?
A long time ago, yeah.
Okay.
Average income was $22,400. Huh. So, and then some other interesting things that happened. Halley's Comet came closest to the Earth than it had in the 20th century in 1986. There was Hands Across America.
Remember that?
Remember that?
Yep.
there was a big study done to determine whether Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, real or not.
Well, it is, of course. They just implode it.
And then getting back to the financial services industry, there was sweeping tax... income tax went from 50% to 28%. And the bottom rate on taxes went from 11 to 15, and long-term capital gains went from 28 to 20. Uh-huh. So some of those are still in place,
back, yes.
But 50%.
Yeah, remember the 86 Tax Act, how that really went.
And
that was the start of the...
just a few fun facts from 1986.
That Tax Act 86 was the start of the savings and loan crisis, as
right.
you may remember. Back in 81, tax shelters were the boom with President Reagan's first major tax act that gave us a large deductions and tax credits and so forth, and that a lot of investments came out. That was the birth of tax shelters. And in 1986, it all changed with the new tax law of 86, and everything got thrown upside down, a savings and loan crisis, and here we are. And that's why we are suspect about the Roth. Yes. Yeah.
Problems with that.
I see we have a call there, Ms. Kyle.
Yes, we absolutely do. Joe in Orlando is here, and if you want to get behind Joe, the number to dial up, 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. Let's go to Orlando this morning. Talk to Joe. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, thank you for. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call and helping us all out here. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling. Hey, Joe. Before you go on,
yes, sir.
You know, you may know that WDBO has changed its frequency. You know, we used to be on 96.5 and now we're AM. AM 580 and 107.3 FM, and we're also streaming. And I'm curious as to how you're listening.
Well, I'm on my iPhone.
Oh, okay.
And,
so you're streaming.
Yes. Okay.
I
called in on the telephone number that you gave me.
Okay, no, but how are you listening to the show? How are you listening to the show?
Are you on the app, the WDBO app on your iPhone?
No, I am not on. No, I'm not on the app. I'm on. Just the telephone, my cell phone, and I dialed in to the phone number, the 800. Yep.
Okay.
But
all right.
So
what can how can we help?
What can we do for you?
Oh well. Anyways, maybe this will be a very good lesson to some of the folks out there that are listening about what not to do in terms of your finances. But so I spent a lot of years taking care of mom and dad. I kept them home. At the home that I grew up in and the home that they worked so hard, scratched and clawed to keep and build over the years. And I kept them home when they got into their elderly years so they wouldn't have to go to a nursing home. I was the power of attorney and for both their health and everything. And
we lost John. John drops.
Was it John or Joe?
Oh, Joe. I'm sorry. Whoever.
No. Okay,
sorry, I missed that,
that's okay.
But I heard the click and I looked over and the line disappeared. So hopefully he'll call back.
Maybe he'll call back, yeah.
But I believe his question was on the lines of, you know, what is a parameter for deciding how to file for bankruptcy in a very easy way to, say a very long and difficult question?
For bankruptcy for himself or for his parents? And that's the question.
I wonder under what context.
And we don't know if the parents are still living and who he's referring to. So we'd like to get more details. If he's still listening there on his phone or whatever he's doing, just give us a call back. And once again, those numbers are
844-580-9326. 844-580-9326. We'll probably get him to call back here. I don't know. The cell phones have been acting goofy lately. I don't know about everybody else, but I've been having drop calls left and right all this week. But we did have an email question come in for Nancy Hecht, and we can ask that right now. Actually, this says you were asked by Tony at the gym, how can I protect my portfolio during these crazy times we're in?
Yeah, which is a big question. A lot of people are stressed about everything that's going on in life. So, one thing that we do that's important is we meet regularly with our clients. Right now we're doing some of them virtual, some of them in person, to review the quality and the balance, equity versus income based on the client's risk tolerance. And part of rebalancing, which we do by contract quarterly, forces us to at times take gains off the table. for example, you know, 2019 was a phenomenal year for the markets, and the rebalancing for 2019 for most of us was done in January. So we were able to take gains off the table before the markets crashed. So regular review, update, assessing the quality of the investments in the portfolio, and rebalancing, not being afraid to take the gains. Of course, doing it with, you know, tax advantages in mind, because I am very tax adverse. But, you know, the set it and forget it attitude just does not exist anymore. And with the turmoil in people's lives and constant changes going on, regular maintenance of the portfolio is important. But I think rebalancing has been the most successful tool in keeping people's portfolios intact and in positive ground through these tumultuous times.
Yeah, when you do rebalancing, you're forced to do what most people don't want to do, and that's to take a profit, sell when things are up, and buy what is really depressed at the moment. And that's the old adage, you know, sell high and buy low. Unfortunately, most people do just the opposite. They sell low and buy high, and in the long run, they're poor investors. And so that's, as Nancy alluded to, what we do for our clients is, it's not a hold it, stay where you are. It's not a set it and forget it. Hold the course, stay the course. We're looking at our clients' portfolios on a regular basis, determining what the quality of their investments, in addition to rebalancing their portfolio. And that's, of course, all inclusive in the per fee that we charge our clients. We're not compensated by commission. So when all those transactions you see occurring in your account, it's because it's what's right for you, and we're working for you as fiduciaries, not because it generates any income for us. But that's what you hire us for. That's what it's all about. And I see we have a call back. I can't see who it is, Kyle.
Well, it's Joe. Joe is back.
Oh, he's back. Okay. He's back. All right, Joe.
So
tell us the rest of the saga here.
Okay. Thanks for – and that was the drop calls on my end. So, anyway, I took care of my mom and dad. All the funds for the house and their savings was all used up, did everything by the book, went out, had to get a tax ID and all this stuff, and hire people. It was just really, really something. So I went into debt. I took out loans, personal loans, to take care of mom and dad so they wouldn't have to go into the nursing home. They didn't belong there. And then rental cars and flights and everything, all that, it got to be. So I got up to about $35,000 to $40,000 in debt, and then my wife got sick. So I'll just shorten this up by saying that I have a very good job. I'm in medical. I'm very well paid. However, I've got a lot more debt to try to pay off with the high interest rates and all that. I'm asking you, and of course, this is maybe you folks are wonderful giving us all this advice about how to invest. And I just wish I had listened to you folks a long time ago. But so, is there a criteria at which you have possibly, where I could seek out a criteria at which you yes, you should. A, either refinance everything and consolidate all your debt and all that, or file for bankruptcy. Because at this point in time, there's just no – at my age,
how old are you? How old are you?
See, I'm like 67.
Like 67, okay. All right.
Oh, I'm up there in years.
Well, bankruptcy is the last resort. However, it may be something that the only way out of this, but it's based on what you're telling me here. Let's talk about your assets. Any assets left? Any savings? Nothing going on?
Very, very little in savings. I actually used my savings to keep mom and dad out of. And, you know, I would do it 100 times again. I have to say, it was
I understand. I understand. And what you did was noble. Unfortunately, you dug yourself a hole, and at age 67,
yes,
you want to figure out how to get out of it.
So,
yes,
Joe,
sir,
what I'm going to ask you to do is shoot me an email, nancy@financialgroup.com.
Sure.
And I'm going to send you the name and the phone number of somebody that has been in the credit repair business for decades. It's not a fly by night. You see the commercials. This is somebody who has relationships with many, many creditors. And we'll advise you as to whether renegotiation, reducing the best is somebody who is an expert in debt consolidation, a little bit more knowledge and connections in that arena than either Joe or I have, and I might be the best people to help you in that regard.
I would do that before I file bankruptcy, Joe. But once again, I admire your what you try to do for your parents, and hopefully you can work your way out of this. I know we're up against a break there, right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's right. Joe, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Joe's line, it's 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. And Joe, is anybody at the office today?
Yes, thank you for asking. Rodney Ownby is taking calls off the air. If you want to have a more detailed conversation, a little bit more private chat, you can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE. And he'll be taking calls off the air in both hours, the 9 o'clock hour and the 5 o'clock hour. So if you have any questions, just pick up the phone and give him a buzz as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, Nancy, one more time, the email for Joe to email you.
Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, at financialgroup.com.
We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO. Time to get the three big things you need to know. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts week. And, of course, we're taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326. That is 844-580-9326. And if you want to have a question for Joe Bird or Nancy Heck, that's the number. We have the open mic as well on the WDBO app. So open up the WDBO app, click on open mic, let her rip, and we'll play some of those coming up. And we've got all the way up to 10 o'clock, so plenty of time to get your question answered. Again, the number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO. 4 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall. So Joe Byrne and Nancy Heck are over at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. And Joe, what's the best number to reach you? I mean, it's been the same number for 40 years.
Yes, it has. 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or on the internet at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. You can learn all about Nancy and me and the 10 other certified financial planners that work here up in Altamont Springs. And incidentally, for our listeners down in South Orlando and South Lake County and the St. Cloud Kissimmee area, we now have a location in Windermere, and that's on our website. So if you're in that part of the woods and you don't want to trek up here to Altamont, we can meet you down in Windermere. So you can go to our website. It's right there on Conroy Road is the new office. It's an executive suite, but it has all the amenities that you need to do what we do. So we encourage you to check that out as well. And once again, Rodney Ownby is in our office taking calls off the air. You can reach him as 407-869-9800. And we're glad you joined us this morning because this is the only financial call-in show that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planner professionals. As I say, and I think one of the ads that I do, anybody today can call themselves a fiduciary, and that word is being tossed around as a sales pitch. But we as certified financial planners are legally obligated to work with you as a fiduciary, and we put that in writing to our clients. We have no house products, and we don't have any incentive to be selling you anything. What we do is we sell advice in financial planning and investments. So if you have any interest in any of that, you can check us out once again on the web at financialgroup.com.
Yeah, and you're over at the offices at 1111 Douglas Avenue, which seems to be looking more and more and more like a brand new building every time I drive by it. And I believe you moved into your new wing this week.
We did, right, Nancy?
Yes, we are officially into the planner's offices. So very happy to be done with that part of the move.
So we moved the entire company to the back half of the building, which is actually an addition that we put onto our old building. And the old building is now being demolished. Not the interior is being demolished, and that'll all be redone, reconfigured with state-of-the-art look and state-of-the-art equipment and so on and so forth. Hopefully that will be done by the end of the year. But you never know.
No, say,
no. It's it will not be. I grew up in the world of construction.
Yeah.
You know, time is fluid, yeah, in construction.
Mm-hmm.
We have targets. Oftentimes, they're not met.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yes. But well, we're that's what our objective is, to get in a new space and have a holiday celebration in the new space as well. So we'll see. Anyway, it's nice being in the brand new space that we just got into last week and got the technical things we're working on. But we're here.
All right, 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group. Right here on WDBO, time for latest news, weather, and traffic. Dave Wall.
WDBO.
Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on 107.3 FM and AM 580 WDBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We're taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Bird, alongside Nancy Heck. And, of course, we're taking your phone calls about what, Joe?
Nancy, now here to answer questions that you might have about your personal finances. As I say, we go through life making sometimes financial mistakes, sometimes fatal financial mistakes, simply because nobody ever taught us about this stuff. They don't teach you this stuff in school, and you end up getting your information at a dinner seminar where it all sounded good. You enjoy the steak, and you put all your money in this, and only to walk in our office and say, really, what did I buy? And we tell you what you bought, you get indigestion. So that's not a good idea. So we are here to answer questions. We work with our clients on a fee basis using the best tools available. We manage money. We do financial planning. We work with our clients as fiduciaries, as certified financial planners. We're obligated to work with you as a fiduciary, and we, in fact, put it in writing. Unfortunately, that F word is thrown around a lot today by people trying to sell you something, get you in their office, whatever they might say. But certified financial planners, that's what we do. And there are a number of certified financial planners here in Central Florida. We're just fortunate to have 12 of them under one roof. That roof is here in Altamont Springs. And as I said earlier, we now have a location down in the Windermere area on Conroy Road. So for those of listeners that might be down in South Florida, South Orlando, I should say, or the Kissimmee, St. Cloud, South Lake County area, we'd be glad to meet you there. And you can talk to Rodney Ownby, who's also in our office and mans that office down there. So you can reach him at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. So give him a buzz as well. And I see we've got a call or two, and I see you're on the phone. I'm beginning to figure out this call thing here. We're up for our listeners that might not know what we're doing. Nancy and I are here up at our offices in Altamont Springs, and we have in front of us the computer screen that Kyle looks at when the calls come in, and then he screens the calls and puts the caller's name up there. And what does yellow mean?
Well, yellow means that they're on hold, but they haven't been cleared to go to the air yet.
Got it. And red means you're ready to go.
And red means they're on the air, like Ed in Winter Park, which is doing. Ed, you're on the air with
hey, Ed,
the Certified Financial Group. Go ahead.
Hi,
wow,
Ed.
Wow, I'm red. That's awesome. Okay. What do you do when you just hate to take risk? All right, point of reference. Funds go down by 30% or more in 2007 or 8. Then you just hate that feeling so much that you go into secured annuity fund of making about 2 or 3% per year, thinking, oh, well, gosh, this is terrible. The mortgage crisis. And then it gets better and you just feel bad about it. You didn't get in. And then it gets really better. And then it gets really worse 4 months ago. And then you have to live with the fact that you didn't get back in and make about 25 to 30% because you hate losing money. How do you handle that psychologically?
Well, what you do, Ed, is you have to hire somebody who will get you through that. And that's what Nancy and I do day in and day out. We fly the airplane. In other words, sit back, enjoy the movie, and let us get you through this. What you're trying to do is figure out what's going to happen next. And you're doing this thing that makes most people poor investors. You're letting your emotion take charge. And our job is to have you well-diversified with quality and wring the emotion out of it. And that's the way you're a long-term investor.
Yeah, one of when I did that
before, what you're saying, leave it to somebody, and it goes down by 30%, that feeling is so bad.
I understand.
Well, I mean, one thing that's important to know is in times like that, or times that we're going through now, from the standpoint of us, I can't speak for other planners, communications are extremely important. And we've been in touch with our clients either through emails or letters or phone calls a lot. I mean, you know, we work a lot harder when times are tense and tough than when times are good. But you described one point that's important for somebody like me, and that is a reason that people hire someone like us, and that's having the temperament to deal with everything that's going on. And taking some of, as Joe said, taking some of the emotion out of it. What I had talked about earlier was, you know, looking at the quality and the balance of the portfolio and knowing when to rebalance and having a regular discipline, regardless of what's going on out there, is what makes for a successful long-term investor.
See, when you're doing it on when you're trying to figure it out, and therein lies risk because you don't know, frankly, what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's because they don't teach us this.
Well, I appreciate you taking calls because I think a lot of times you don't, and I really appreciate this. Could you just speak to one more thing and then I'm done? Just if you could just cover this point.
Sure.
How can one trust the American economy? Because it's really what you have to do with what you're trying to do, what people do when they make all the money in investments. When we're at $26 trillion plus and it's so out of control, how can an economy, you know, 5 years from now, even be standing with this staggering amount of debt? And that's going to affect investments, I'm sure.
Well, you're mixing A and B and coming up with Z. What you're investing, when you invest, what you do is you are investing in companies, right? When you invest, unless you invest in real estate or gold or silver or something, I'm talking about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, those kinds of things. You are investing in companies. And so even if, no matter what the debt situation is, companies are still going to be producing iPhones and tires and cars and all the things that you and I consume. And those companies will, if they're making a profit, will be around and they will continue to pay dividends and the value of those companies will grow. And so if you have high inflation, the dollar may purchase less, but the value of those companies will go up simply because it takes more dollars to buy those stocks.
Yeah, so if you think about what I had said in the beginning and what the interest rates were, 34 years ago, we were looking at 7 to 10%.
And you just can't focus on what's going on in this country. There's no denying that we're spending money like it's going out of style, and we had to do that to get out of this pandemic situation. But we have a world economy. When Nancy and I build portfolios for our clients, we do it with a world outlook, not just what's going on in this country. And our clients are well diversified with investments around the world, and there are pockets of opportunities around the world. And our job is to find the best money managers to fill those pockets. So I would suggest that you find yourself an advisor that you can trust, work with a fiduciary, work with a certified financial planner that will guide you. First of all, figure out what your time horizon is, then what your risk tolerance is, and then build a portfolio that'll work for you, and then sit back and trust that person to get you through the good times and the bad.
Because one thing that we have to make sure of is that you have the money to sustain your life for the next 15, 20, 25, 30 years.
Exactly.
We are, not oblivious and ignoring what is going on now. But we're also trying to make sure that you don't run out of money before you run out of life.
Yeah.
So we're looking at, the big long-term picture.
Yeah. In order to get returns of better than 1%, 2% that you can get in a guaranteed account today, you've got to accept some volatility. And there will be times when you will have negative returns in your portfolio. But investing is long-term. And once again, there's a difference between investing and speculating. And speculating is what's going on in the short-term, and you try to make short-term decisions, get in, get out. And there's a lot of folks out there that will try to tell you that they have the formula that'll tell you when to get in and get out. Believe me, nobody has that formula. But what we do know, and we have proven this, that if you have diversification with quality in the long run, you will be successful. And the key there is long run. We work with our clients for their lifetime, not for the next month, week, or year.
Thank you.
Does that help you? Okay, well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, sure.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Ed. If you want Ed's line, it's 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. Let's go to Roger in Apopka. Roger, go ahead. You're on the certified.
Roger.
Financial.
Good morning.
Roger. Yes,
thank you. I'm a satisfied customer with Financial. Okay, with your group. Anyway, I had just kind of a general question, and it's not a real specific one. Just how much guidance do you expect from the investor or the client in your relationship? It's a fiduciary relationship, and I've been, my own personal perspective is this such a quagmire out there with finances now and world events that I'm just almost wanting all the guidance from the investment group.
Well, we're guiding it, and you said how much do we expect from our clients?
Yeah, guidance as far as feedback on what we want or need. I hardly know what I need in this climate, financial climate.
Well, I mean,
I do
from
know
that's...
I need a fiduciary investment company, which is what I got.
Mm-hmm. What I look at from my clients is I like to look at, you know, what kind of life cycle events do they have? Who are they responsible for, either above or below them, children or parents? What types of concerns and desires do they have for themselves on a current short-term basis and then a long-term basis that would all impact how money is spent and what, you know, potentially needs to be accumulated, what needs to be protected?
And we want to hear from our clients. We know what's going on with your portfolio, and we're guiding it through these good times and bad, making the appropriate decisions on a regular basis. But if things are changing in your life, whether good or bad, that's the time to pick up the phone and say, listen, this is happening. It's time to revisit where we're going, and here's the new information. And then if there's any adjustments that'll be necessary, we take it from there. So communication is a two-way street. Once again, we communicate, as Nancy said, with our clients on a regular basis through our reports and our email and regular letters. But if there's something going on in your life that has changed what we originally thought about you or you thought told us about you, then by all means, Roger, pick up the phone and we're here to help you. That's our role. And once again, for our clients that have been with us for a number of years, there's no extra charge to come in and do that. We act as your financial doctors. We get you through those good times and bads, through those difficult situations of deaths and disability and putting mom and dad in the nursing home and all those life issues. We've done it time and time and time again. And our job is to get you through to and through retirement. And that's what we do as Certified Financial Planners. So we encourage you to pick up the phone and call your planner if there has been some changes, Roger. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right, Roger. Thanks so much. If you're on Roger's line, 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. Or you can call the Certified Financial Group office right now, Joe.
You can do that. You can call Rodney Ownby, who's in our office at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTES if you're executing a legal document. Rodney will take those calls off the air. And once again, Rodney mans that office down in Windermere, our new office down in South Florida, down on Conroy.
And South Orlando.
South Orlando. And he'd be glad to meet with you down there as well. So call him at 407-869-9800.
Well, I tell you what, I think Joe Bird has tipped his hat as to where the Certified Financial Group is expanding because he keeps saying South Florida. So
did I say South Florida?
Yes, yes, all morning. So it's like, I'm wondering where in South Florida, West Palm,
well,
Lauderdale,
we've had some requests to go down there, but we're not ready for that.
I have a number of clients in the Boca West Palm area, so might not be bad for a satellite office.
Right.
Well, you know, and we do, you know, virtual meetings now. So we're dealing with clients all over the country. And that I didn't mention that. So if anybody wants to meet with us, you know, don't want to come up to our offices, we do virtual meetings. And we've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings and team meetings. And so if you want to set that up as well, you can do that. You can go to online. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. You can learn about Nancy and me and the 10 other certified financial planners that are here and now down in South Orlando.
All right. Yeah, just like that, South Orlando. 844-580-9326, where we are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group. Time to get the three big things you need to know.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right.
Welcome back. It is the final segment of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. We are Orlando's News and Talk, and this is an Ask the Experts Saturday, and we're taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. The Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt and Nancy Heck, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And Nancy Heck, we have a question here in the final segment here. Can I withdraw penalty free from my IRA because of COVID? Interesting question.
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of changes. You can, the 10% penalty has been set aside for people that need to withdraw from their retirement accounts this year under 59 and a half. However, you still have to pay the taxes on the money that you withdraw. In some circumstances, you can take up to 3 years to pay back the tax versus paying it back all in 1 year. But there's a lot of good information on the COVID-19 retirement changes as part of the CARES Act that you can find online. But you have to keep in mind that, as we've been discussing all day with, you know, cash flow and various different traumas and things changing, pulling money out of your retirement account should be your choice of last resort, in my mind. You don't want to be sacrificing your future for some short-term needs. But it is favorable if you're under 59 and a half, and it is the place of last resort for you to go for some cash to pull money out. Again, the 10% penalty is set aside for this year, but the taxes are not.
But it's only available to you if you've been impacted by the virus.
Right, right. You have to, it is a CARES Act. It's associated with COVID-19. You can't just willy-nilly pull out.
Yeah, you can't
out.
Use you it to have buy to, your car or take a vacation.
Right, if you've been furloughed or...
Well, I guess you can use it to buy a car or vacation if you've lost your job or your
spouse.
Well,
they don't say what the use is.
Well,
it's just
that's
the
correct.
Reason
that's
is to take the
right.
dollars
right.
out. But if you've right. been furloughed or, God forbid... You know, somebody in your immediate family or yourself have contracted the disease. But yeah, it's going to be necessary to prove the impact in the relation to COVID.
Yes.
In taking out and avoiding the 10% penalty.
It also works in a 401k plan. You've got to contact your plan administrator about that, whether or not how that works with your specific plan. But there has been some flexibility on that. So, you know, government is doing everything they can. And you know, the best thing was the abeyance of the... required minimum distribution
right,
this year.
Right, right. That was really nice for
yes,
a lot of people.
Yes, yes. For yours truly as well. So, yeah, that's available.
I guess I'll know someday.
Well, it's not too far away. Well, you know, they moved that out to 72, which is a nice thing as well for a lot
yeah.
of people. So.
So it's even further away from me.
Yeah, good for you. Don't rub
what
it
did
in.
They move thank to 72 again?
The
required minimum distribution used to be at age 70 and a half. Now it's 72.
Yeah.
So,
that's right. Yeah. I remember that. Yes.
Yes, yeah. yes.
Yeah.
That
was nice. The beginning of this year, right?
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sort of lost in the shuffle of all yep. the other trauma yep. we've been dealing with.
And I'd forgotten that they did that once before back in the 2008, 2009. Financial crisis, they put a suspension on or gave you some relief that you didn't have to take your RMD. So they reinstituted it this year. So it was a big help to a lot of people because we had a lot of clients, right? Just say, we don't want the money,
right.
don't need the money.
Right.
Because
yeah.
they're not spending the money.
Right.
No place to go. No vacations.
Yes.
No nothing.
Keep it in there and make it earn some more interest. And
well, exactly. If you can keep the money working for you and don't have to pay taxes on it, that's the best thing that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's
yep.
huge. Well, we're coming up about 90 seconds away. Just want to give out the phone number one more time to the office, because I believe you said Rodney was there.
Right. 407-869-9800. And our website is financialgroup.com. There's a lot of good information we had not discussed today. The upcoming workshops. There's a whole list of workshops. You can make a reservation for the virtual workshops. You can get a look at the bios of all the planners. If you wanted to schedule a complimentary consultation with one of us, you can do that through the website. There's just a lot of really good information. So that's financialgroup.com or 407-869-9800.
And once again, we're doing virtual meetings. We're also meeting with our clients down in South Orlando. So go to our website, financialgroup.com. You get more information about us and how we work with our clients as fiduciaries. And we've been doing it for 40 years and proud member of the WDBO family now for over 30 years.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of On the Money. We are been planning tomorrow.
Today.
And we'll be back here next Saturday taking your phone calls. Until then, head on over to financialgroup.com.